Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports domestic microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Sean's stocking up tonight. Meanwhile, the suit is just stocking. Oh, don't laugh.
You make it easy.
The only reason he, the only reason he has not gone in the two seat thing with Mario Andretti is the restraining order. All right, water, wine coolers, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and on every day. Bags are right there at the register, and the pickle bar is second to none. Love the dills, love the barrels. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, mobile. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. By the way, Sunbury Motors Hyundai, making this the year of the Elantra. Time now for our play-by-play call of the day.
Here comes Pritchard, motors across that timeline, angles right, goes to the baseline around Leaf, dribbles, cycles, looking, five to go, four to go, kicks to Bell, three to go, two to go, Pritchard, a three at the horn, no! UCLA the winner! UCLA down 19, wins by three! Oh my!
Josh Lewin with the call last night on the UCLA radio network. It was one of those. Last night was a night of high level hoops. One thing that Duke and North Carolina produce, and you can talk about the greatest rivalry in college basketball. They're 8-9 miles apart. But when's the last time a Duke North Carolina game, as a neutral observer, disappointed you? Where it was a blowout one way or the other, that it was non-competitive. Same thing last night. Went out, they went toe-to-toe, high-level hoops at 20 paces last night, and went at it. And I've talked about Grayson Allen before, and Grayson Allen, as I've said, his biggest problem as a basketball player is that if he is not hitting shots, he does not do enough to help his team and help those around him. Well, the last few games, and in particular last night, he was hitting shots. And when Grayson Allen's hitting shots, he becomes an incredibly explosive, pivotal player on the floor, and he was the best player on the floor last night. He was better than Luke Kennard was last night. And Duke was a winner over North Carolina. They'll play again in a few weeks, 3 weeks, I believe, down in Chapel Hill. Then the nightcap that you just heard was Oregon and UCLA. And we had an opportunity many times to hear Bill Walton say the Conference of Champions. Last night. He and Dave Pasch, have you heard them?
My God, that was just a great listen last night.
Are a riot. I mean, he'll look over at Dave Pasch, he'll go, Dave? It is Dave, isn't it?
Right? Dave,
and
Dave.
He does that to
Dave, right?
Dave. It is Dave, isn't it? He's right? Yeah, okay. And then at one point, there was this great moment last night where Magic Johnson's in the house. And, of course, Magic's now more, you know, has more of a role with the Lakers. And Magic Johnson's in the house to watch this top 10 matchup between Oregon and UCLA. And they're reviewing whether a shot was a two-pointer or a three-pointer. And Dave Pasch is going through the review as they're just getting into it. And Walton says, Dave, it doesn't matter. He says, it doesn't matter. Magic Johnson's here. And we have nothing to do at all as to whether the review is good or not. He said, let them do their job. He says, Magic Johnson's here. And he goes off on talking about how great Magic Johnson was and how great it was to have him in the house. And really, he's not wrong. They have nothing to do with it. They are entertaining.
Then the big beginning of the game last night, he just, Dave Pass said at the jump, we expect Lonzo Ball to play about 36 minutes tonight. And Walton goes, 40. We want him to play 40.
Shut up. Yeah, it's amazing. Well, Lonzo Ball hit the three-point shot with 32 seconds to go last night to give UCLA the 82-79 win. So
they actually had a GoPro camera set up where Dave and Bill were at last night. So if you wanted to go to ESPN3 last night, you could watch those two just call the game all night long. They did that for the first time last
right.
night.
Right.
That's
exactly.
The funny. Then Bill handed Dave this paperback book of the history of the state of Oregon.
Yes. Yes. Oh, God.
You just never know what you're going to get. Yeah, he's great.
I know. It is one wild listen between Walton and Dave Pasch. But then again, I've got a guy yelling blackjack.
Right. I was waiting for a bunch of people to comment on Twitter last night with Walton having the UCLA basketball T-shirt on during the broadcast last night. I'm thinking, okay, I was waiting for how many people to just go off on him on Twitter. It's like biased, but it was all part of the Dick Enberg appearance last night. And that was really cool that they. Right. I wish Dick would have been on with them for the whole second half.
Yeah. Dick Enberg, we talked about the legendary game between UCLA and Houston in 1968. Dick Enberg did that game. It was on TVS. And I remember when I was 10 years old at the time, locked in, watching that game. That game really helped make me a college basketball fan at the age of 10. Could not watch enough college basketball after that. UCLA had played Notre Dame. I mean, all the, you know, the Final Fours, the, you know, the, I remember NC State playing UCLA in a regular season game. That was a landmark moment. And Dick Enberg did the game.
Wow, TVS. Not to be confused with TBS. Boy, that goes back a ways. Was that like an independent? That was like an independent college basketball network, correct?
Well, it was an independent network. Eddie Einhorn, who eventually became the one of the guys that ran the Chicago White Sox, he was the one in charge of TVS, and TVS did some college bowl games. They did a lot of college basketball. They had the ECAC Game of the Week. And they also did the World Football League. So TVS. And they had the rights to that UCLA-Houston game that night. And it was a landmark game. If I remember, Houston won the game 71-69, I think. Kareem had scratched, he's known as Lou Alcindor then, had scratched his eyeball, was wearing goggles, whatever, and they kept fogging up on him. They had the court in the center of the Astrodome with no seats around it. They had 50,000 people all in the seats, and the court was in the center of the arena with no seats around it. Kind of a surreal look. Now, the two teams then had a rematch in the national semifinal, which that year was in the Los Angeles Sports Arena, and I believe UCLA won by 32 points, like 101-69 or some number like that. But that was, and Dick Enberg did that game. What a career Dick Enberg had. What a career. I don't care whether it was NBC, and he could do anything. He could do Wimbledon. He could do baseball. He could do basketball. He could do football. Outstanding. Extremely versatile. Great career. Finished out with the San Diego Padres. That's interesting. Very quietly, Dick Enberg finished out his career with the San Diego Padres the same time Vin Scully finished out with the Dodgers. And I'm not so sure a lot of people would. Now, again, the run by Enberg with the Padres was just the last few years. It wasn't the same club that came from Brooklyn and so forth and was the entire run. In fact, if you were to pick the legendary voice of Padres baseball, it would be Jerry Coleman, and right behind him would be Ted Leitner. And Ted's done it for a long time on radio, and I have a lot of respect for Ted. I really do. I like Ted Leitner a lot. I've run into Ted many times along the way because he does San Diego State football and San Diego State basketball. And the two of us always kid all the time about, you know, they haven't found out about us yet. They're still letting us do these jobs because we know how lucky we are to keep doing what we're doing. But, yeah, Dick Enberg, you know, he did the Angels for years. I think baseball may have been his first love. But, yeah, he did UCLA basketball. He did a game show. Didn't he do College Bowl?
There used to be this show I would watch growing up in the 70s. It would be on Saturday nights. It was called Sports Challenge.
Sports Challenge. I probably did that.
Yeah, I remember that growing up. My mom and my grandparents, they would watch. It's one time you wanted to have two TVs in the house in the 70s. It's kind of rare. They'd want to watch Hee Haw while I wanted to watch Sports Challenge.
Hee Haw?
Yeah, there's more than one channel that would have Hee Haw on Saturday nights from 7 to 8. The Altoona station would have it on. One of the Wilkes-Barre stations would have it on. So I want to watch Sports Challenge. I think one of the New York stations, maybe in PIX, that had it on at the time.
Hee Haw?
Yeah. Yeah. That was their tradition,
Buck
unlike
Owens.
Any other. Yeah, Buck and Roy.
Buck
yeah.
Owens.
And the Buckaroos.
Roy Clark.
Yeah.
And the Buckaroos.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Picking and grinning in front of the haystacks. Yes, sir.
Yeah. It's really sad.
I know. I avoided that, thankfully.
Wow.
Not to take anything away from Roy Clark. I mean, he's probably arguably one of the greatest banjo players ever. But some other people may debate that. That's for another show at a different time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember in Sports Challenge, there was one portion of the show, may have been the finale question, like kind of like a la Final Jeopardy. They would have like a silhouette of a sports celebrity. It was almost kind of like a takeoff of To Tell the Truth, where you try to figure out who was... You know, who the special celebrity was at the end of the show, who'd come on and do a little quick cameo and then turn around, the lights come on. And Dick would just fire off these clues. It'd be like the final question to claim the champion of that episode of Sports Challenge.
Wow.
And he'd have this blue screen behind him. He'd be sitting in front of the lectern, and this blue screen would be behind him with all these, fast-paced baseball highlights, football highlights, and... probably a lot of basketball footage of, you know, early days of Kareem and Oscar Robinson.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Ah, yes. Otherwise known as Ferdinand Lewis Alcindor Jr.
Wonder if ESPN Classics did that. They used to air Sports Challenge from time to time. They would run these marathon hours and hours of those shows. Same with Battle of the Network Stars. They would run those on there on ESPN Classic.
Yeah, it's nothing like Battle of the Network Stars. That was always a beauty. All right. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
True refreshment can come in many forms. But it can only be found in one place, the Beverage Supermarket. Brewers Outlet in Sunbury. Along with their great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, they have lots of water, soda, fresh roasted peanuts, and an unbelievable variety of pickles at the Pickle Bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and your favorite snacks, too. Get true refreshment all in one place. The Beverage Supermarket. Brewers Outlet in Sunbury.
Great to be with you on this Friday. By the way, did I hear during the news that someone hired Terry Rill? From Alex? I've known Terry Rill for a long, long time.
I was going to ask you that during the break, yes.
And
part of the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership, yes.
Well, Lewisburg Downtown Partnership just got themselves a real winner. I mean, somebody that can is a hard worker and really relates to people. Known Terry for a long time. I have a lot of respect for her. So I think that was a dynamite hire from the outside looking in. Just thought I'd mention that. Good luck to her. She'll do well. All right. My brother coming up in just a few moments. We will talk some college basketball. Again, Duke, North Carolina. You want to talk about not disappointing the populace last night. That was... Again, if you're just a neutral observer, you just want to watch high-level hoops. Two teams going down, attacking, going at it, playing at a really high level. That's what we saw last night from Duke and North Carolina. I mean, name me Duke-North Carolina games that are blowouts or bad games. You're really hard-pressed to name... a bad Duke North Carolina game. They'll play again, obviously, when they square off. Usually, if it's a bad game, a lot of times it seems to be like in the ACC tournament where it's not quite the same on a neutral floor. Then UCLA Oregon was great last night. UCLA Oregon was a great game last night, which I wasn't surprised. It's the Conference of Champions. But, I mean, that was one wild ride listening to those guys. Walton doesn't care. And you know what? That's fine. It's TV. Everybody has their own style. And I just enjoy the fact that, he just says whatever comes to mind. And Dave Pasch is the perfect straight man for this. Perfect. ESPN is going to make, I've mentioned this before, but I'll say it again. ESPN is going to make a great paper someday for some college student. And it might be even more so than just a paper. It might be a complete expose of the king then confusing itself. Their game coverage is great. Like I said, you've got Shulman and Billis doing the Duke-North Carolina game last night. You got Pasch and Walton doing the Oregon-UCLA game last night. You had really top-flight everything. Except I'll give you an example of you're thinking too much. There was a point where Duke had the ball and they put Coach Krzyzewski in a box. Why? I don't want to watch Coach Krzyzewski. I want to watch the game. Take the box out of there. I want my full screen to be the game.
I noticed that in two different occasions during that game. There was one time where they showed two Carolina players on the bench. Then there was a time they showed, I think, two of the younger Duke freshmen on the bench. And it was like they took one third of the left side of the screen off.
Just show the game. Hey, I don't need to. If I wanted to watch the Coach Krzyzewski channel, I would.
I mean, they're just sitting there. It's not as if we're catching a little bit of video during a timeout and we have a microphone over the top of the huddle hearing what Coach K has to say.
Right, exactly. It's like, but again, they're overthinking themselves. But you look at what they've done with, Scott Van Pelt's a pretty popular guy, and he gets a sports center at midnight, so they're trying that approach. It's supposed to be a little bit different than other sports centers. Now they get this SE6 thing, which has received shockingly mixed reviews. I haven't seen it, but I guess the reviews are very mixed.
Yeah, it just started this past Monday, Jamel Hill and Michael Smith,
Very mixed.
Yeah, they had their own his and hers show, and I guess they wanted to just keep them in the loop. And, we'll give you SportsCenter and see what you can do.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I never saw it when it was his and her, and I haven't seen SportsCenter yet with them, so I have no idea whether they're any good at this thing or not.
Yeah, they were really promoting it heavy last night.
Well, that's because they're guaranteed 3 years of it. You know that?
Did not know that.
They are guaranteed 3 years of that. This is an organization that is the worldwide leader in sports. And what they're doing right now is they're throwing darts trying to figure out programming. And this is also the same group that overpaid for rights on so many things where they just didn't judge the market that they supposedly have the perfect handle on. I mean, they are going to make a great doctoral presentation for some student. A great thesis of what went wrong.
Sunbury Motors Hyundai is making 2017 the year of the Elantra. A brand new Hyundai Elantra from Sunbury Motors Hyundai can be yours for only $242 per month. This is not a lease payment. $242 per month on a brand new Hyundai Elantra with America's best warranty. A 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Sunbury Motors says a 2017 Hyundai Elantra is the absolute best buy for your buck in 2017. Sunbury Motors was voted best car dealership, best quick service, and best body shop. Now add best new compact vehicle with a Hyundai Elantra, and you just made the best decision of 2017. Sunbury Motors Hyundai is making 2017 the year of the Elantra. There's 34 to choose from, starting at $242 per month, tax and tags extra, at 2.99% APR for 72 months to qualified buyers. Sunbury Motors Hyundai declares 2017 the year of the Elantra.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
I got a bad feeling about that show. Sorry, I've got a bad feeling. Taking our formula and trying to make it work for them.
I thought it was. I had a feeling it'd be only a matter of time, didn't you? I was getting concerned.
I'm telling you, it lasts an hour. Okay? 45 minutes top. Then the two of them just get all nervous and it's over. I'm telling you, it's going to be a problem. Yeah, they'll start out nice and the whole thing, and then they're going to start to irritate each other. It's just, you know. And then the old show comes back, and it might come back with even more gusto. All right. Great to have you with us on the show today. My brother is here.
He just told me they got 18 inches of snow up in Connecticut in his neck of the woods.
18 inches?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of snow. So, but
lucky thing you got that snowblower.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I tried to be a good guy, you know. And the neighbor gets home from work. I went out twice yesterday, and she gets home from work. So I said, you know, she's new in the neighborhood. I'll go. She tries to pull in her driveway. She must work in the medical field. So, and there's just snow everywhere, and she couldn't go 4 feet. So I yell, yo, you know, I'll hit it with a snowblower. You know, no big deal. You know, the Hundley's house?
Yeah.
Yeah, that this woman lives there. So I go over to the snowblower. I go up. You got to go slow because it's deep. I come down. So I'll be done with this sucker in 10 minutes. Ugh, snowblower dies. Now I got to shovel the driveway.
Oh, no.
Like, oh, man.
Oh, no. That snowblower's been a beast forever.
Well, I couldn't just leave, you know. Sorry.
No, of course not. I'm sorry. Snowblower blew up. Good luck to you.
So, anyway, I got it started about a half hour later and finished it with that. It was just flooded. It was too much snow for it to take at once. So,
right.
But,
yeah, anyway. We got 8 inches.
You got eight?
Yeah. We weren't supposed to, but we did.
Yeah, we may get that tonight, or 4 inches tonight, I guess, something like that. So.
No, jeez. Not done yet.
But, hey, are you ready for trivia?
I'm all set.
Okay. I've done my homework. Okay, this week's trivia is sponsored by, of course, the Kevin Jones Heart to Heart Candle Holder Collection. Comes complete with candle, wick, book of matches. It's Valentine's Day. You can get your honey a beautiful heart-to-heart candle holder. Remember, two hearts, one flame.
You thought of that while you're on the snowblower, didn't you?
Two hearts, one flame.
And another segment circling a fogged-in airport. All right.
Okay, what was the first NCAA men's basketball championship team to finish the season undefeated?
No clue.
Do, 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 do,
I don't know.
Don't know?
I mean, I
don't know.
The
San Francisco Dons defeated UCLA, Utah, Southern Methodist, and Iowa to finish 29-0 and become the third school to win back-to-back NCAA crowns and the first undefeated national champion.
So is that one of the Bill Russell teams?
Bill Russell, Casey Jones.
Yeah.
Yep. They're both
interesting,
huh?
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Okay.
Yeah.
I got a whole bunch of these. I found a real cool site. So. Okay.
Good.
So I'm ready. What's this tournament going to consist of?
Not much of a tournament. We're just having fun picking games.
Oh, okay. So we're not going to keep track?
Oh, we'll keep track.
No, I'll keep track.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
I want to win.
Yeah.
So.
Of course
you
do.
Oh, we got two new listeners out of Palmer, Massachusetts, Lori and Richie Silva.
So. All right.
Lori's the one that you got the autograph for. Jack Hammond, you. The picture.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Huge
nice.
Pittsburgh
Good.
Steeler fan. Huge. Huge Pittsburgh Steeler fan.
I feel bad I disgraced the picture by being in it. All right.
That's true. probably like, cropped you out.
She wouldn't be the first.
All right. We found a little four-pack of college basketball action for this weekend. Three games tomorrow and one on Sunday. I believe this is Fox. We'll have this one tomorrow afternoon. Number 2, Villanova, your defending national champions at Xavier. Big East basketball.
Me?
Sure, why not?
All
Since
right.
you were the football champ.
I would say about 8 years ago, me and Steve were... Steve had me go to Madison Square Garden. Penn State was in the Christmas tournament. And I stayed there for the weekend. And I sat behind Hofstra's bench. And I was fascinated by their coach. Just absolutely fascinated. And after the game, I said to Steve, that guy's a good basketball coach. Every player comes off the court, he's got his arm around him. He's got his arm around him before they go on the court, coaching all the time. The man's name was Jay Wright. And I'm so happy to see him with Villanova win a national championship, and I think they're going to win it again this year. I don't think they lose another game this year. I got Villanova.
Yep, me too. Villanova.
Yeah. Villanova, but a game decided by less than 5 points. I saw Villanova in person in December. Josh Hart was, they played Notre Dame. Josh Hart was great. Now, Villanova's not playing quite as well as they were then. Xavier, good test for them, but I think less than 5 points, Villanova wins.
So that's 2:30 tomorrow on Fox. Also tomorrow afternoon, CBS at 1 o'clock, it is Kentucky at Alabama.
I hate Kentucky, but Kentucky...
Nobody can tell.
Well, Kentucky's 1-3 against top 25 teams this year. So they're not the team everyone says they are. Kentucky at Alabama, I'm going to take Alabama.
Well, I'm going to go with... I would take Alabama... if it hadn't have been for their four overtime game against South Carolina a couple of days ago. So see how they get their legs back in time for tomorrow. Just because of that and going through that grind earlier this week, I'm going to go with Kentucky.
That's a good pick.
Kentucky's going to run them out by 15 points.
Why?
Why? Because they're 15 points better than Alabama. Alabama is really no better than an okay team. I mean, Avery Johnson is doing well. To be honest with you, South Carolina played an incredibly flat-footed game against them and seemed to be completely unmotivated the other night. I think Avery Johnson will do a good job there. I just think Kentucky's 15 points better even in Tuscaloosa.
Want to bet?
I hear you.
I hate Kentucky. I can't. Anyway. Okay.
All right. Prime time tomorrow night. ESPN College Game Day is going to be there. Number one, Gonzaga at number 20, St. Mary's.
I love the coach of Gonzaga. And I'm happy to see that they're running at number one. I don't think they're going to stay there, but I think they're going to go far in the tournament. I'll take Gonzaga.
Yep, me too. Zags.
This game's all about pace. Gonzaga, about 73 possessions a game. St. Mary's is dead last in pace. 61 possessions a game. So if you see this game turn into a little bit of a track meet, Gonzaga's got them. If this game is played at a slowdown pace, which it very well might be, then it becomes a really close game. Gonzaga wins this game, by the way. They will go into the NCAA tournament undefeated. This is the last real test for them. I think they're going to win the game, but I also think it's going to be a game where 65 is a big number. Gonzaga will win it, but they'll win it by two or three.
And it's not a late-night game for us. It's an 8:15 East Coast time.
Yes, it is.
For that tomorrow night. So.
Yeah, 5:15 Pacific time. Yep, at St. Mary's.
Yep, and all the College Game Day people, you know, Reese and Jay and all of them are on their way out there to California as we speak. All right, so we have one Sunday game. We'll go into the Big Ten. This will be on Big Ten Network Sunday night. It's either 6 or 6:30, I think, for the start time. Wisconsin entertaining Northwestern. Wisconsin coming off that too close for comfort, one-pointer, nail-biter in overtime last night at Nebraska.
Well, I'm going to take Wisconsin because they seem to get stronger as the tournament gets closer. They're a good tournament team. It's like every sport they play. They're very good, but not very great. They're always right at the top, but they can't get to the peak. But I think Wisconsin wins this game easily.
I'm tempted to take Northwestern, but we were talking about, Steve, you were bringing up the February wall earlier this week when you were talking with quite a few of the coaches, and I'd asked you if Northwestern had hit the wall. They've kind of stumbled a little bit the last couple of games. Why not?
They haven't. They're older. I mean, they're juniors. Juniors don't hit the wall. Freshmen hit the wall.
So on that note, I'll take Northwestern. Why not?
Okay. Wisconsin has the ability, like they did last night, to suddenly hit a shot where you sit back and go, really? They're playing Nebraska last night at Pinnacle Bank. I'll be there on Tuesday night. And it's not Koenig that hits the shot this time. Like he always says, it's Nigel Hayes, the 30% three-point shooter, knocks down a three to win the game. They just seem to have that habit. Here's Northwestern's big problem. Scotty Lindsey has mono. Can't play. That's their best player. Wisconsin wins the game by about 8-10.
Cool.
So speaking of Wisconsin, I went on ESPN.com today. I wanted to watch for the first time this season. I wanted to go to bracketology, Joey Brackets, Joe Lenardi, and at this point,
yeah, we'll get Joe on the show soon.
Yes, so. Yep. We've already reached out to Joe. We bring up Wisconsin here. The reason why I brought up Joey Brackets, he currently has Bucknell, Wisconsin, as a second round matchup in March Madness next month. So that'd be a three.
Wow.
That'd be a 3-14.
Wow.
East bracket.
Well, I'll tell you, I was surprised. Oh, yeah, they're very good. The only team in the Patriot they've lost to is Lehigh. They lost them twice. I was really surprised they lost the other night to Lehigh again.
That's a matchup problem.
Yeah, it's a matchup problem. I think that Lehigh is what, a 14-10 team, Sean. Kempton on the inside, really, really good, and they got a guard on the outside. I think it just creates a couple of matchup problems. But if they play again in Soica in the Patriot League tournament, Bucknell will win.
Yeah, it really wasn't much of a tight game on Wednesday night, but the Bison were able to cut it close, and then Lehigh was able to sink 7 of 8 free throws down the stretch.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Free throw shooting.
The UConn women, by the way, are going for their 100th. ESPN's going to go all out on that game. We're going to see it from 20 angles as they win the game by 90.
South Carolina game?
I don't know. Who are they playing? I mean, it's...
I believe it's South Carolina.
Oh, then it won't be a 90-point game.
Yeah.
That'll be their last test. South Carolina's pretty good, but they're amazing. Come on, they're 140-1 in their last 141 games.
Yeah.
And that's, and someone would say, well, they're not playing. They played everybody. They won 3 national championships in that period.
They keep trying to play everybody in the country.
You know, they played everybody in the country this year.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're just so much better this year.
He knew, well, I know the schedule was done a couple years in advance, but he knew this group was going to need to lose early. So they could grow from
and they haven't lost.
They beat everybody.
Yeah, yeah. So. They just keep winning, and the conference they're in is just comical. I mean,
yeah,
they blow. I mean, they have
scheduled.
No. Right.
Yeah. I mean, the conferences, but every conference is. I mean, there's only 8 good women's teams in the country, and he's played them all and beat them all.
Oh well, that's my point. My point is, he had to schedule outside of it because I mean, he looks around and says, okay. Okay, are we really helping ourselves with these 40-point wins?
No.
Really? I mean, one of them was like South. They played South Florida. They were ranked 21st in the country. Beat them, what, 52? That's the gap between one.
It was 13-6. And by the time I got out of the car and sat in my chair, it was 40-8.
Yeah.
Holy crap. You know, they're a machine, and they're so well coached, and he does it with a different group every year. And
it's amazing. I mean, it really is amazing.
People can say what they want to say. Well, beat them. You know,
Whenever I've been around him, and I've been around him a few times and, like, talked to him one-on-one, whatever, I like the guy.
Yeah, he's a hard worker.
Yeah,
he's right there. Beat me. You know, beat us, recruit.
He's already trying to recruit this girl in Colorado. I found a video on Max Preps today. There's this 15-year-old sophomore in Aurora, Colorado. Her name is Fran Belibi.
Mm-hmm.
She's a 6'1". She's 6'1". She's already dunked twice this season.
Wow.
And she almost was like halfway back to the free throw line when she got her elevation going and dunked on Tuesday night. They have a video posted on Max Preps, and she's only been playing for 2 years. And guess the top 3 that are trying to get her: Notre Dame, Stanford, and you guessed it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Bethany. You know?
Yeah.
Notre Dame's had some unbelievable teams. And who would ever dream that they would have those good of teams with UConn got in their way every friggin' year, you know?
Yep.
She's had great teams and great players, but they could never get past. Only once did they get past UConn.
Yep, one time. I think Bethany Irwin's daughter plays for UConn.
Who?
She's Bethany Irwin's daughter. She's from State College.
Really?
Yep.
You know, Penn State's women never been the same since they lost that coach.
Yep.
And I don't want to go into why she had to leave and all that stuff, but she was a good coach. She was a good woman. She came to Dad's wake.
Yeah,
remember
she did.
That?
Yes, she did. I remember like it was yesterday. Rainey did go.
Yeah.
You know, which was, it meant a lot. Meant a lot. All right. Hey, so now we got these picks in there. Let's see how this plays out.
This will be interesting.
Let's go double or nothing on the meal.
Sure, why not?
Okay.
I'm taking you
either
down
either
on
way
that.
The, Either way, there's food involved.
You had me at pho.
I want Sean to win. No. And then
yeah.
Then if Sean wins, you still got to buy me a meal.
There you go. No problem. By the way, Kyla Irvin is on the team. So
she wants to be a
state college
player.
She's a true freshman.
Okay, so she'll be fine.
She's played in all 20 games. She averages 8 minutes a game, mm-hmm. 2.5 points, 1.4 boards a game. Not bad. I mean. So,
UConn beat
Gino
South
calls.
Carolina, they don't have another challenge until they get probably to the final eight, you know, in the tournament. This is a good team. They don't have any superstars on it, none.
Right.
Every year they got the best player in the country and stuff like that. That's not like that this year. They play really good defense.
Yeah.
Good team. They're fun to watch. Yeah.
They have scored exactly 2,000 points this year. Their average margin of victory right now is 32.7. They are shooting 52% from the field. They're shooting 52% from the field. They're giving up 35% from the field. They're plus 6 rebounds a game. They're minus 7 turnovers a game.
The one good thing is they fill every arena they go to. So
yeah, they're the show.
Every arena they go to,
just like Penn State wrestling.
Yeah,
it's just like Penn State wrestling. In their sport, they're the show.
Yeah, it's the great. So. Everybody shows up just to see them play, and that's good.
Yeah,
I'm personally disappointed that the rest of the country didn't catch up with them. You know, I don't. I mean, they've been on a roll for a long time, and they all recruit from the same pot. And,
yep.
You know, he's got a certain girl that he wants, and that's it. And
yep.
And he has to see if they'll perform, and he's been right a lot. So.
Yep.
But, okay.
All right.
It was fun.
Make sure. All right. Talk to you next week.
Start doing your homework.
Mm-hmm.
Be ready. I'm in it to win it.
That's always been my motto. All right.
See you later, guys.
See you next week.
All right.
See ya.
All right. Bye-bye.
You bet.
Sean, I'll see you on Monday.
Safe travels. Have a great call tomorrow.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.